don't know. Oh, come on. I noticed your breath catch when you woke up a minute ago. I didn't put that much into your wine. Don't pretend like you're still sleeping. There we go. Hi, darling. Did you sleep well? Are you comfortable? Notice the rope already, hmm? Well, I suppose it is a bit hard to miss when your hands and feet are all tied up. Oh, don't worry, I made sure to use very soft rope. If you don't pull too hard now, it won't leave any marks on your pretty skin. No one will know what happened here tonight. Unless you want them to, that is. Would you like that? I'm happy to leave a mark right here on your collarbone. Mark you as mine for everyone to see. Don't act so scared, darling. You know I would never hurt you. Who am I and what do I want from you? Well, that hurts a little. We've known each other for, what, 3 months now? And you still pretend like you don't know? What do you mean you don't remember? Well, okay. Last time we properly sat down together, you knew me by the name Jennifer, I think? Does that ring a bell? You commented on how you loved my raven black hair and my eyes that had a naughty twinkle in them. The Christmas party, at the bar down the block from where we were tonight. You really don't remember. Your expression just lit up. It seems like you do remember, after all. Oh, don't shake your head like that. Don't try to shuffle away from me. You're bound to the bed, for God's sake. We had a great time together. I still remember all those sighs and moans I got out of you that night. But then, what I'm still confused about is that I woke up the next morning and you were gone. I'm not done yet. Do let me finish and don't make me gag you, okay? My theory is that you were just too shy. I can be quite intimidating sometimes. Tall, dark, beautiful, sexy, and all that. So I decided I'd find you again and make sure it was clear that you have no reason to be shy. That we can be perfect together if you'd only let me show you. You seem to be getting a bit flustered. Is it too warm in here? Let me help you unbutton your shirt. And on second thought, maybe those pants should come off too. It actually wasn't that hard to track you down, you know? The party had a very detailed guest list, and let's just say the host wasn't very careful with where he kept all that private information. The hard thing was that you were out of town until a few weeks ago. How do I know? Darling, it's not that hard to piece together information from your Facebook and Instagram posts. First, you spent some time at home with your parents, and then a business trip across the country. And you know, when you finally got back, it wasn't a coincidence that we ran into each other at the coffee shop you frequent every day before work. I honestly thought you pretended to not know me to save us the awkward conversation of, hey, haven't we had sex before? But now I can see that you really forgot about me. It's okay, though. I'm sure tonight will be more than memorable. You'll have a hard time getting me out of your mind after this, I'm sure. So, here we are now. I tied you up so you don't have to feel nervous or shy. Just open yourself up to this experience, okay? Don't pretend like you don't want this. I can see that bulge in your boxers right now. I can feel it too. to stop, darling. I think your body is more honest than you are. Relax. Just relax, and you'll learn to enjoy it even more than you did last time. Does this feel better? When I squeeze your poor hard cock through the fabric like this, gently massaging along the shaft. I bet he's begging to be let out. Let me just pull that waistband down and gorgeous cock. I've missed it quite a lot these past few weeks. Can I touch it? Why am I even asking you? I'm sure it's the only thing you're thinking about right now. Oh, I wonder how her soft fingertips would feel running along my veins. Well, now you'll know. Don't bite your lip, darling. Be a good boy and let those moans out for me. I remember you making the prettiest sounds when I milked your cock last time. Don't deprive me of that experience now, okay? Good boy. You do have quite a few veins running along your cock. I could play with them all day. Trace my fingernail up this one. Press my fingertip down along that one. Watch as they fill up again, making your cock throb even harder. Why do you look so frightened, darling? That look doesn't suit you. I promise I'll make you feel so good tonight. You'll be glad I brought you here to spend the night with me. Perhaps if I straddle you and lean forward to gently kiss your neck a little, that'll help with your nerves. Shh, darling. Just enjoy the moment. Focus on how soft my hand feels, holding her balls, lightly cupping them, ever so gently massaging. How flexible my fingers are, dancing up along the underside of your shaft, up to your tip, teasing your slit, teasing right under your flare. Would you like for me to stroke you now? I'll start slow, okay? Give you some time to get used to it. Slow and steady. Very loosely. Only up and down your shaft. I'll stay away from the tip to not get you too sensitive too fast. Oh, look at those rosy cheeks. They flush so beautifully for me. You're doing great, darling. Just enjoy it. A few faster strokes now as I flick my fingertip over your sensitive slit. Faster and faster, gradually focusing in on only rubbing your tip, massaging that bit of pre-cum out. Breathe for me, darling. Deep breaths. Don't hold your breath for too long. Now some deep squeezes to your cock, a firm squeeze and a tiny stroke, another firm squeeze and a tiny stroke again. You like that, darling? How I control the waves of pleasure that just wash over you. Shh, don't pull against the ropes. I know you want to touch, but you'll just have to be patient. Once we finish the first round, I'll untie you and let you have your way with me, okay? Just be patient for now, darling. Lay back and keep your hand still. Fine, I'll stroke faster, since it seems like you're so desperate to come. Adding a bit of twist to my strokes, using my fingertips to properly dig in and massage your balls. Oh, get all that cum ready for me. Are you close, darling? Yes, buck your hips up into my fist. Fuck my hand while I stroke you. Should I go tighter? And tease your slit some more? Oh, that's it. That's it. Yes, fuck my hand harder. Yes, are you ready? Are you ready, darling? Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. You can do it. Oh, yes. Coat my hand with your cum. Just like this. Good boy. I didn't say I'd stop after you've come. After all, the purpose is to make you remember this. Remember me. And I'm quite sure that if I stopped stroking right now, it would just be like any regular hand job. Nothing remarkable or noteworthy. Are you getting too sensitive? Well, you're gonna have to beg me if you really need it to end. Beg me like you mean it. Beg me like you're desperate for me. Good boy. And good boys get what they ask for. So I'll stop. There, see? Wasn't that fun? I knew this whole idea would grow on you. I'm just trying to show you that we're made for each other. It won't get any more perfect than this, darling. I can see you're not quite convinced yet. But don't worry. I still have lots of persuasion planned.